O people, rise and labor to renovate the hearts, that mankind's mighty Savior, whom God's love set apart, to free you all from sin, may do the promise wonder, and with his life and splendor, victorious enter in. Prepare with earnest rigor the way for your great guest. Make straight his path with vigor. Rebuild your life with zest. The sunken valleys fill. Restore eroded places where sinners leave their traces. Cut down the prideful hill. A heart that humbly serves him stands highest in his sight. The haughty heart, the proud whim, go down in anguish night. But those who love God's word and go where he is pointing are fit by his anointing to host their gracious Lord. Dear Lord, in thy compassion, bend down with advent grace. My heart thy pray refashion with mercy from your face. Come from the thankless sin to make my heart your manger, that I no more a stranger, eternal praise begin.
The Order of Vespers, page 224, we stand.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ, he who comes to save us.
You may be seated. The psalmody is in your white bulletin insert. I'll do the antiphon, and then we'll whole verse responsively. Psalm 24. Behold, the name of the Lord comes from afar, and let the whole earth be filled with his glory.
The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein.
For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters.
Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place.
He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol nor sworn deceitfully,
he shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation.
This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face.
Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle.
Lift up your heads, O you gates, lift up you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Behold, the name of the Lord comes from afar. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Psalm 50. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God has shined. Our God shall come, alleluia.
The mighty one, God the Lord, has spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun to its going down.
Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God will shine forth. Our God shall come and shall not keep silent.
A fire shall be there before him, and it shall be very tempestuous all around him.
He shall call to the heavens from above, and to the earth that he may judge his people.
Gather my saints together to me, those who are in covenant with my sacrifice.
Let the heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge.
Hear all my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against you. I am God, your God.
I will not rebuke you for your sacrifices or your burnt offerings, which are continually before me.
I will not take a bull from your house, nor goats out of your folds.
For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle on a thousand hills.
I know all the birds of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine.
If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and all its fullness.
Will I eat the flesh of bulls, or drink the blood of goats?
Offer offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High.
Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you when you shall glorify me.
Out of Zion the perfection of beauty God has shined. Our God shall come. Alleluia. Prepare the way of the Lord. Alleluia. Make his path straight. Alleluia.
But to the wicked God says, what right have you to declare my statutes or take my covenant in your mouth?
Seeing you hate instruction and cast my words behind you.
When you saw a thief, you consented with him, and have been a partaker with adulterers.
You give your mouth to evil, and your tongue frames deceit.
You sit and speak against your brother. You slander your own mother's son.
These things you have done, and I kept silent. But you thought that I was altogether like you.
But I will rebuke you and set them in order before your eyes.
Now consider this, you who forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver.
Whoever offers praise glorifies me, and to him who orders his conduct aright, I will show the salvation of God.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen.
Prepare the way of the Lord. Alleluia. Make his path straight. Alleluia. Psalm 85. Rain down, you heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, let them bring forth salvation.
Lord, you have been favorable to your land. You have brought back the captivity of Jacob.
You have forgiven the iniquity of your people. You have covered all their sin.
You have taken away all your wrath. You have turned from the fierceness of your anger.
Restore us, O God, of our salvation, and cause your anger toward us to cease.
Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger to all generations?
Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you?
Show us your mercy, Lord, and grant us your salvation.
I will hear what God the Lord will speak. He will speak peace to his people and to his saints. but let them not turn back to folly.
Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him, that glory may dwell in our land.
Mercy and truth have met together, righteousness and peace have kissed.
Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven.
Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase.
Righteousness will go before him, and shall make his footsteps our pathway.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen.
Rain down, you heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, let them bring forth salvation. Psalm 143. Come, O Lord, and make no tarrying. Loosen the bonds of thy people, Israel.
Hear my prayer, O Lord, give ear to my supplications. In your faithfulness answer me, and in your righteousness.
Do not enter into judgment with your servant, for in your sight no one living is righteous.
For the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground.
He has made me dwell in darkness, like those who have long been dead.
Therefore my spirit is overwhelmed within me. My heart
I remember the days of old, I meditate on all your works. I muse on the work of your hands.
I spread out my hands to you. My soul longs for you like a thirsty land.
Answer me speedily, O Lord, my spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, lest I be like those who go down into the pit.
Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you do I trust.
Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you.
Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. In you I take shelter.
Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness.
Remind me, O Lord, for your name's sake. For your righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble.
In your mercy, cut off my enemies and destroy all those who afflict my soul. For I am your servant.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, O Lord, and make no tarrying. Loosen the bonds of thy people, Israel. In Psalm 145. Rejoice greatly, O Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh.
I will extol you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever.
Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable.
One generation shall praise your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts.
I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works.
Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness.
They shall utter the memory of your great goodness, and shall sing of your righteousness.
Rejoice greatly, O Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh. In that day the mountains shall drop down sweetness, and the hills shall flow with milk and honey. Alleluia.
The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy.
The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works.
All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you.
They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom, and talk of your power.
To make known to the sons of men his mighty acts, and the glorious majesty of his kingdom.
Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations.
The Lord upholds all who fall, and raises up all who are bowed down.
The eyes of all look expectantly to you, and you give them their food in due season.
You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing.
In that day the mountains shall drop down sweetness, and the hills shall flow with milk and honey. Alleluia. Mm-hmm. All you who thirst, come to the waters. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Alleluia.
The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works.
The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth.
He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them.
The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy.
My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh shall bless his holy name forever and ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen.
All you who thirst, come to the waters. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Alleluia.
The reading is from the 13th chapter of Romans. Owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, are all summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law. And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly, as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. This is the word of the Lord. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Teach me a way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth.
Your word is a lamp to my feet, and a light to my path.
Unite my heart to fear your name, that I may walk in your truth.
Your word is a lamp to my feet, and a light to my path.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Your word is a lamp to my feet, and a light to my path.
The office hymn is inside your blue bulletin. Creator of the stars of night.
Creator of the stars of night, thy people's everlasting light, Jesus, Redeemer, save us all, and hear thy servants when they call. Thou grieving that the ancient curse should doom to death our universe, hast found the healing full of grace to cure and save our ruined race. Thou camest the bridegroom of the bride, hast drew the world to eventide, the spotless victim all divine, proceeding from a virgin shrine, at whose dread name majestic now, all knees must bend, all hearts must bow, all things celestial be shall own, and things terrestrial, Lord, alone. O thou whose coming is with dread, to judge and doom the quick and dead, preserve us from the ancient foe, while still we dwell on earth below. To God the Father and the Son, and Holy Spirit three in one, praise, honor, might, and glory be, from age to age eternally. Amen.
You may be seated. Our sermon text is from Romans 13, verse 12. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Advent. This is the beginning of Advent. Who is it that comes? That's what Advent means. Who is it that comes? Well, it is not simply a man. We might have a parade or something if someone famous might come, but this is more than a man. The one who comes is the Son of Man. He is the Son of the Most High. The one who comes has left his high and kingly throne, that in great humility he might come to us. Who is he that comes? He is the rod of Jesse, or sometimes it's called the stump or the branch of Jesse. Isaiah 11, there shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall come out of its roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall be upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. It is this one who has the sevenfold Spirit upon him, resting upon him. There is none that has more. Who is he who comes? Not just the rod of Jesse, he is also, as the pyramids have, he is the flower. He is the lily of the field. The Song of Solomon, chapter 2. I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys, the beloved. Like a lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. We are the thorns, but he is the one who is the lily, the beautiful one who has come, the one who is in glory without sin. He is the one who has come for us. How does he come? 1, 2, 3. He comes first of all in the flesh. He comes to be born of the Virgin Mary, born in a manger. 2, he comes still today in the Word and the Sacrament. He comes where the Word is being preached, that He might come and live within us. Three, He comes again in glory, and we await His coming. We continue to say, come, Lord Jesus, He will come again. This is the one who is coming. Not just a man, but true God and true man, beautiful as He is with the spirit of wisdom and knowledge. There was another one that came, the devil. The devil has also come. He's come to us, not out of grace, not because He has the Spirit upon Him, not because He loves us. He came to earth because He was thrown out of heaven. The devil was once an angel of light. But in his pride, he desired more than his proper place. The devil desired to become like God, knowing good and evil. He desired to take the wisdom of the Father, which alone belonged to the Son. He thought he could steal it and he could take it, and thus he was thrown out of heaven. And the devil has come among us. And the Scriptures say that we ought to woe unto us of that one who has come. And he has injected us with his pride. You see, he desired that we too would leave our proper place behind and that we would become like God, knowing good and evil. We did not receive wisdom from him at all, but instead we were lulled into a spiritual sleep. Our sin brought us into the cover of darkness. Why did he come? It's Advent. He's coming. But why? Why is he coming? He came to wake us up from our sleep. He came to bring us into the light of day. John 12, verse 46. I have come as a light into the world that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. We lived in darkness. And John says at the beginning that the people love darkness more than light. That's where they were and that's where they wished to stay. But he came to bring them out. Jesus said, John 8:12, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Why did he come? One, two, three. First, he came. He came in the flesh to accomplish our salvation. He came to live a perfect life and to suffer and to die the death. What death was it? Well, the devil said. He said that, no, you wouldn't die. The devil lied. He's a liar. He said there would be no death. But the one who was the truth came and died the death which we deserved. Why did he come? He came in the flesh, that as Acts 10:38 says, this God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. Our Jesus came in the flesh to do good, to lead that perfect life. And he came that he might heal the wound which we had suffered in the Garden of Eden. Two, he comes today in the Word. He comes where the Word is preached to create faith. That's where faith comes from, to give us the salvation. Because he accomplished it, now he wants us to have it. Romans 10, the Word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the Word of faith which we preach. And three, he comes again to give us the heavenly reward, the one that he won, the one that we received by faith. And then we will have it by sight. This Jesus comes because, as Revelation 3 says, he is the one who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. The devil thought that he had shut the gate, but Jesus opened the heaven for us. The devil thought that he could open heaven. But his way was to be shut, and he was to be sent to hell, and no gate would open there. And so it is Advent, and our Lord comes, and we know why he comes. But what does our Lord accomplish in those who come to faith? What does he accomplish? Well, the Apostle Paul speaks of our new life in Christ. And that's what we have in today's epistle, Romans 13. It'll be read tomorrow as well. But Romans 13, verse 12. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. The advent of our God in the flesh and in the Word has changed us. It's changed us into sons of God. Through faith in Christ, you have been changed. The apostles is leading us to see that we have been given healing. That wound has been healed. Where before we were in darkness and we loved darkness and we didn't want to come out of the darkness. But that wound has been healed. And our Lord Jesus has rescued us from the devil and the darkness. And he has brought us into the light, the kingdom of his Son. And so when the Apostle Paul tells us concerning these things, cast off the works of darkness, he's saying, that's what you are. You are children of light. That's what children of light do. They keep confessing their sins and throwing off the darkness. Ephesians 5 says it this way, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Find out what is acceptable to the Lord. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. So you are children. Children of light. Walk as children of light. It's not the only time. It says it several times. Another one that's pretty good is 1 Thessalonians 5. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you like a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night and of the darkness. And so the Apostle Paul is reminding us. He's encouraging us. He's exhorting us, saying, if you're not in the darkness, don't live in that way. Take that off. Confess those sins. If God has made you a child of light, a son of light, if he's put you in the day, then lead an upright, respectable life as people are in the day. Romans 13, let us walk properly as in the day. Not in revelry, not in drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy. And finally, he concludes with these words, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. Make no provision for it. Don't plan on it. Don't give yourself opportunities to live in the darkness, but instead, that you might be with the one who has come. The one who has come in the flesh, that he might accomplish our salvation, that you might live in the Word, where the light is going out and that we are receiving, that finally we might come before our Lord. For in heaven there will be no light, for he himself is our light, and we will live in that light. And so Paul is exhorting us, as we speak of our Lord's coming, that we might live as children of the light. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Page 228, the canticle is the Magnificat. We stand. Behold, the name of the Lord is coming from afar, and his glory fills the whole world.
My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has regarded the lowliness of his handmaiden. For behold, from this day all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things to me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him throughout all generations. He has shown the strength of his arm and scattered the proud in their own conceit. He has put down the mighty from their seats and exalted the humble and meek. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has remembered his mercy and sustained his servant Israel, as he promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his seed forever. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come to rescue us from the threatening perils of our sins, and save us by your promised deliverance. For you now live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, you sent us your Son to heal our diseases, especially of sin. But we ask now that you would be with Barb, who is hospitalized, and we ask that you would have mercy, and if it is your will, that you would provide healing. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Direct us, O Lord, in all our doings with your most gracious favor, and further us with your continual help, that in all our works begun, continued, and ended in you, we may glorify your holy name, and finally by your mercy obtain eternal salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord God, the life of all the living, the light of the faithful, the strength of those who labor, the repose of the blessed dead, grant us a peaceful night free from all disturbance, that after a time of quiet slumber we may by your goodness be endued in the new day with the guidance of your Holy Spirit, enabled in peace to render thanks to you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.